WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council has approved next year's budget and property tax rates, but not unanimously. Jerome Rectrick voted against both last night.
I would charge our city manager and our city departments and ourselves that we need to focus on our needs, not necessarily our wants.
Linda Harvell said the only public comment she heard was from one opponent at the last public hearing. Julie Schultz said she heard lots of complaints from developers.
Because of the impact fees in addition to this tax increase, so I hear quite a bit of it.
In addition to raising the property tax rate by 2.5 cents, the council also approved raising water rates for all customers by 6% starting in July of next year. The residential water rate will increase between $2 and $13 a month, depending on usage. There is progress to reduce flooding threats in one of College Station's neighborhoods. Public Works Director Donald Harmon updated the City Council last night on what's being done on privately owned land along Bee Creek and Emerald Forest, east of the freeway between Emerald and Southwest Parkway.
We have, in fact, worked together with the attorney to come up with an access and maintenance easement there at the Appomattox Bridge.
Harmon says once a new sewer line is installed, the city can start maintaining a 200 by 400 foot area along the creek. Bryan Police has posted on its social media a new video hoping to get people to lock their vehicles. Officer Kelly McKeithen says 31 firearms have been stolen from unlocked vehicles this year and 46 last year.
Regardless of whether you lock them or you leave it unlocked, you know, take those guns out, because guns in the hands of criminals. We have an aggravated robbery, or we have homicides, and we're finding some of these stolen guns in the mix.
And last weekend, two unlocked vehicles were stolen in Bryan.
They're leaving the keys somewhere in the vehicle or the key fob. Now that nowadays you just have to put your thumb on a button, and you know, as long as the key fob is in the car, it'll work.
In College Station, police received 13 reports of vehicle burglaries from last Thursday through Sunday. All but three were forced entry as windows were broken to get inside. No guns were taken. Seven of the 13 vehicles were parked in the area of Marion Pugh and Luther. College Station police arrested three men Sunday night for beating and robbing a man at the Wayne Smith softball field. Reports from CSPD indicate one of the suspects struck the victim with a bicycle and another punched him in the head with a closed fist, then took 8 or 9 beers and a phone charger. Officers found a group of men matching the suspect's description and the stolen property about half a mile away at the Southgate Village apartments. The victim refused medical treatment. A death penalty murder trial is underway at the Brazos County Courthouse. It's a case moved from Anderson County District Court in Palestine on a change of venue. 35-year-old William Mitchell Hudson of Tennessee Colony is charged with killing 6 people from 2 families in November 2015. 180 Brazos County residents were summoned to appear for the start of jury selection. Yesterday began the process of questioning each prospective juror on an individual basis, which is a process that will take several weeks. Brazos County will seek reimbursement while Hudson is held in the local jail. Anderson County is providing the security staff while Hudson is in the Brazos County Courthouse. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 73 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. That number is 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
You want your business to succeed in the next 10 years. Help make it happen by attending the Governor's Small Business Forum Research Valley on October 5th from 8:30 till 3. It's sponsored by the Texas Governor's Office, the Texas Workforce Commission, and other local partners. This forum is designed to give entrepreneurs and small businesses valuable tools, skills, and knowledge needed to thrive in today's economy. Instructive seminars and expert speakers will offer vital information on both public and private resources. Investment is $50. Log on to Research Valley.org.
Good morning at 610. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Frontal system is drifting into the northern part of the state, and the weather out ahead of it will start to affect the region. And partial sunshine for today, 90 to 95. Watch out for some patchy low cloudiness and fog this morning. Clouds overnight, 70 to 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow, there's the chance of a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs 85 to 90. Partly sunny, a few showers and thunderstorms around Thursday. Highs will be up close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Cowboys were in action last night.
Elliott with a handoff, coming to the right side, a block from Collins, nearing the goal line. Touchdown, Ezekiel Elliott.
Bounced back from a really rough loss at Denver last week, actually, and got a big win last night, 28-17 over the Cardinals. I'll hear a little bit about that, as well as Kellen Mond is getting some accolades after a big performance in the Aggies' win this past Saturday, and the Rangers and Astros were duking it out in a Lone Star Series up in Arlington. All that more
that
coming up in
cares
sports.
About, that nobody cares about.
Hey, some people do care, all right, Scott? But yeah. With football on last night, I don't think anybody really cares, especially in the DFW area.
So Kellen Mond didn't walk around with his hands on his hips and not chase guys who intercepted passes and stuff?
No, okay. I think he basically, Kellen Mond or Ezekiel Elliott?
I mean, I'm sorry, Ezekiel Elliott. That's right. My fault, yeah.
He didn't have to.
He was engaged in the game.
There were no interceptions thrown last night.
Is that right?
Correct.
Right.
Well, okay. At least not from Dak Prescott.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. All right. So, yeah.
Actually, no picks the entire game. And Ezekiel Elliott had a pretty good bounce back, 22 carries, 80 yards, a touchdown.
Okay. All right. So we got people leaving guns on the seats of their cars?
I don't know. I don't know if they're unlocked in their seats of their cars, but they're leaving their vehicles unlocked.
Yeah.
And then, you know, where do you go? The console, the glove compartment, you know?
What, do they all think they still live in North Zolch?
I don't know. I don't get that either. The people that I do know who leave their cars unlocked leave absolutely nothing in them.
Yeah, I guess.
You still know people who leave their cars unlocked?
Yeah.
Like in a public place?
Yeah. Or at home. Yeah.
My dad used to until he got his gun stolen. Yeah. He had it in the glove box, and he had put it on layaway. It was a handgun, and sure enough,
Now, how far from the road was the truck parked?
We're back in the woods, so people had to walk.
People had to get there. Yeah,
I live off a little country road too. Yeah.
That's interesting because that means that's a tremendous amount of effort to go to. Here, most of the cases we're talking about is just.
Oh, yeah, you're just in a neighborhood.
Try the handle.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And of course, it happens everywhere, including Wisconsin. An 18-year-old in Wisconsin allegedly admitted to police that he was, quote, blackout drunk.
It happens.
White girl wasted.
Yeah, end quote, right. Broke into his neighbor's car with the intent of stealing. Okay, I mean, he looked in, and that's the other thing that...
But if he was blackout, how do you remember?
I don't know. Well, and that's the deal is, again, take your valuables and hide them if you're going to keep them in your vehicle.
Right.
Because if you just leave it on the seat, that's really kind of for some people, especially, I guess, if you're blackout drunk, it's a challenge then.
There you go.
Can you come and find this and get it, even though it's not yours? Well, he could. He looked inside, and he saw it. A fidget spinner.
Oh, gotta have it. Gotta have it.
He woke up later with the spinner, some flip-flops, a pair of shoes, a vape device, and a couple of bottles of booze.
All righty. He needed more alcohol.
18-year-old said he didn't remember much else, except that he also found a prescription bottle in the car and thought to himself, oh, dude, pills.
Sounds like a party.
So he took them. It's gonna be a good day. I mean, I think he made them his possession. I don't know. He may have swallowed them, too.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure.
We got a lot of info.
Mission. Dude, pills.
Dude, pills.
Wow.
I have party.
I had some
pills.
Who lived here in town in an apartment complex, and they said a guy randomly just rolled in because they lived right over by the pool and just randomly came into their apartment because he thought it was his.
Okay, fine. I live near the pool at an apartment complex. In some city, this is it.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Good morning, 616, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 26th of September. It'll be October soon. It's Lumberjack Day. Hey.
Lumberjack Day.
It's a little bit warm to be wearing your flannel shirt.
It is.
It's never too warm for flannel.
Okay. We may find the Lumberjack song by Monty Python later today.
Okay.
Just see. Johnny Appleseed was born apparently on this date back in 1774.
All right.
I'm not sure how much of that is legend and how much is real.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, the idea that this guy wandered around in the countryside and planted apples?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, again, makes a great story. Walt Disney taught us all about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was right or not, but he taught us about it.
I read a book recently, fiction, but it was short stories. They all kind of revolved around this one small town in Massachusetts. And one of the little like folklore was that Johnny Appleseed planted a tree in their town.
Oh, really?
And, mm-hmm. You know, so I guess there. That's
still living.
They need to have a Johnny Appleseed Grizzly Adams crossover.
Oh, there you go. What would we do with that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Apparently, Zach would watch it.
Well, I would. Who wouldn't?
Yeah, it's Lumberjack Day, so that's close enough. Well, see, but that's now. See, Lumberjack Day is counterproductive.
I was going to say Johnny Appleseed. Yeah, because he's planting trees and they're chopping them down.
They could have one where him and Paul Bunyan fight.
Okay.
How awesome would that be?
Great.
Like Alien versus Predator or something.
Sure, it'd be like an old time Transformers.
Yeah.
National Dumpling Day. Pick your favorite dumpling.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know if it's apple dumpling or just chicken and dumplings.
Right.
I guess
all sorts of dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Chelsea, where we're going to go with this one? National Woman Road Warrior Day.
Woman Road Warrior. All right.
There's plenty of them who think they are.
Well,
that's
you know,
for sure.
Yeah, I guess so. And I went to their website, and they had no posts for today. And if they don't have posts on their day,
yeah, then you're failing.
Maybe,
I mean, it's early.
That's true, but maybe there weren't enough dues paying.
Until like 8 a.m. or something.
Yeah, they decided not to do that. It's, let's see, also Shamu the Whale Day.
Oh, okay.
Shamu the Whale.
That's Shamu.
It. When Patrick was here, he could always tell us he was, he's a former SeaWorld employee. So
was he really?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he could give us the whole Shamu history and all that kind of thing. I think he had to learn it to work there, probably.
I'm sure you do.
SeaWorld's been getting a pretty bad rap.
Yeah, it has.
And I don't know. I don't go there, but I figured they do get fed regularly, at least.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They get vet
they
care.
Do.
By the way, orcas kill, I mean, kill people.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
they kill SeaWorld trainers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
they kill the people who feed them.
Years later, they get their revenge.
They it's remember.
Kinda, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They remember.
It's National Pancake Day.
Ooh. Oh, there you go.
Go do something, unusual to pancake. It's Batman Day.
All right.
Oh, we did Batman.
We had Holy Batman Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week.
That's right. And it's National Situational Awareness Day.
Situational awareness.
Aren't you always in a situation?
Well, be aware of your situation.
That's the deal, though. And apparently the history of it, it's only 2 years old, but it makes perfect sense. I'm in a grocery-torium yesterday, and here are two young ladies, I don't even think college age, and they're both looking at their phones.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and
standing in front of the product you want.
No,
we're
going down the aisle.
Oh, okay.
And they are walking, looking at their phones, and both of them just walk right in front of me, which is okay, that's fine, because I was paying attention.
Right.
But, I mean, you don't want to be hit by a grocery cart because you're looking at your phone.
I would have purposely
just
clipped the heel.
Yeah, just boom. Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's
sorry.
The worst.
By the way, when you're in the grocery-torium, it's the same as it is on the highway.
Right.
You stay
on the
right
side.
Yeah. Oh, don't even get me started.
Oh. This is why you use curbside pickup.
Sorry, yeah, okay, guys.
Well, no, you're right.
No, you're correct.
Because not only do they get on the wrong side
then
of the aisle.
Then they stop.
Yep. And you get that awkward dance that you have
How
to do.
How about the worst is when they just get in the middle and you can't get on either side of them.
Oh.
Or if you go into a department, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I'm in the produce department. Now, I understand the idea of like doing a spoken hub thing, okay? I'm going to put my cart here, and then I'm going to go get the four different things I need from the produce. You know, I'm going to get the peppers and the cucumbers and all that. But they don't move their cart. They just leave their cart
in the way. Yeah, there's very few places to leave your cart without getting in the way.
All right.
Very few.
All right, have we bitched about enough stuff?
I think so. Already? Well, maybe. Yeah,
well,
sure.
It's early.
We still have time.
That's right. All right, we got some birthdays.
Birthdays for today. Serena Williams is turning 36.
Ayo.
Of course, she just had a baby. So.
Did she have the baby?
Yeah, she had the baby.
Oh, we didn't know
that. Her husband is the founder of Reddit.
Reddit, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
She doesn't have to be hitting any tennis balls.
She's a big-time athlete, and he's kind of a nerdy guy. But anyways. Sean Stockman from Boys to Men turning 45 today.
Nice.
He's 45?
He's 45.
Well, he's a man then for sure. He's not a boy anymore.
Now, men to men, I guess.
Yeah,
Jim Caviezel turning 49. Of course, he's been in a lot of stuff.
He has.
And he was Jesus in Passion of the Christ.
And he was Bobby Jones in his second movie.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So, yeah, amazing.
So, Melissa Sue Anderson turning 55. Mary on Little House on the Prairie, for those who were big fans of that show. Linda Hamilton is turning 61 today.
Oh, man, from Terminator,
yeah,
right?
Sarah Connor. So yeah. She's turning 61. Carlene Carter is turning 62, June Carter's daughter.
I really like her.
And,
really like her music.
I Fell in Love, Come On Back, and Every Little Thing.
Yeah.
Those were her,
yeah,
her
right.
big songs.
She's good.
Olivia Newton-John is turning 69 today.
Yeah.
So get you some 80s, some 70s and 80s with Olivia Newton-John.
So now she
Sandy.
She played here. Okay.
Yes, I remember that.
And I'm thinking, man, I'm really good because she's a nice looking lady.
Oh yeah,
oh,
she's quite nice.
She's got her angles. Okay, she's got her stuff.
Oh wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I went.
Harsh.
Wow. Well, no, I'm just saying it was a surprise. But she's a great singer. It's a great show. And I mean, considering it was in G. Raleigh White Coliseum.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
And she's Australian too. I don't know if a lot of people realize that.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
So let's get physical. Ann Robinson turning 73.
Mm-hmm.
She was the Weakest Link.
Oh, I remember
her.
Yeah.
The Weakest Link. Goodbye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kent McCord turning 75. Jim Reed on Adam 12.
Sure.
And Jonathan Goldsmith is turning 79. Now, that might not sound familiar. He was the most interesting man in the world in the Dos Equis commercials.
Oh.
Yeah.
He, in fact, is not Latin.
Not at all. No, Jonathan Goldsmith. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
He was in a lot of stuff. I remember he was in a lot of Westerns. He was in Hang 'Em High. And
oh, was he?
On lots of episodes of Gunsmoke, but you'd hardly recognize him
You just need him in the Dos Equis.
Because he's got the big white beard. And
Which is interesting.
And I like him better than the new guy.
Well, because I saw their beer truck the other day,
uh-huh.
and he's still on it.
Right.
Oh, really?
I'm sure it's going to take a little while to transition all of the marketing material.
By the way, is the new guy like 6'7"?
He's like friends. And he looks like Michael Phelps.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With facial hair. Like if Michael Phelps had facial hair.
But
just take a look. Take a gander next time.
He's tall. I saw that.
He doesn't.
Check this dude out.
It's a whole different campaign. And how long does it take for that to change?
Right.
I mean, you got to cycle a lot of people out who go, oh, I remember that guy.
I don't know.
It seems like a young Dos Equis, most interesting man in the world, is not that interesting because he's been around for less, right?
I don't know.
So it just seems like an
you
older
You can still be interesting.
Maybe.
They took a really good concept, and the guy was, I mean, he played a person probably in his 60s. Is that fair to say?
Something like that, 60s,
and so
70s.
That meant that he had lived. So what you're saying, Zach, is he lived a life where he had accomplished enough things
correct.
To be
been there, done that.
Right.
Yeah. You got a guy now who's probably maybe 40.
Right.
Well, what has he really gotten done that was made him the most interesting?
I don't
person?
Know, but he can kick a field goal through giraffe
That's
necks.
Right. I remember seeing that
so.
One. Yeah, okay. Good luck. And what does he
That's
say?
That's pretty interesting to me. I don't know what you guys can do.
Does he say, stay thirsty, my friend, or he's even changed the catchphrase?
He says, stay thirsty, mis amigos.
That's it. Okay. All right. Well, we got
In
all
his
that
French
going.
Accent.
In his French accent. All right. And Jack LaLanne, had he taken better care of himself, would still be alive.
Okay.
Okay.
He was the guy who, he was one of the first exercise people. I mean, a long time ago.
Okay.
Like 50 years ago, he was doing that kind of stuff.
Gotcha.
And Adonna Douglas, who played Ellie Mae, was born on this date. So there you are at 6:24.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Byanski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Refield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm moving Monday to 9 Eastern on the Fox News Channel. We have some really good, we've got some good stuff for you planned. You know, it seems everybody I'm going up against at 9 o'clock wears the same glasses. So I bought myself a pair, and maybe I'll wear it my first moments on the air. I'm not predicting anything except I'm going to ask for the support of this audience to make us number one, and, you know, let's see where we stand a few months from now. We're very confident. We're very excited about the opportunity, and I hope you'll help us spread the word on the time change starting Monday, and tell all your friends. And the media is not going to be pulling for me. I can tell you that much, which is fine, because I don't do the show for them. I do the show for you, the people in this audience that are deplorable cave dwellers, apparently. I just sent out a tweet to all my deplorable cave dweller friends. Hannity's moving tonight.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-373-7070. That's 800-373-7070. 800-373-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Sandy McKee. She's a speech therapist. David Guest with Home Instead. And we'll talk about misconceptions of weight loss. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
We may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold at Tom Light Chevrolet. Now save over $14,000 on a new 2017 Silverado Crew Cab Texas Edition. $14,100 in total savings. Choose from a big selection. But hurry, we may be overstocked, but we won't be undersold. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet and Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include factory incentives of $8,500 and $3,600 dealer discount. $1,000 owner loyalty and $1,000 incremental cash. Stock number 60382. See dealer for details.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 628. Time for some weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community. Serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today, probably about 90 or so. Slight chance of some showers. There were some showers yesterday afternoon, so about a 20% chance. 74 for our low tonight. And we'll continue to be right around 90 for the next few days. Now, Saturday, what they're telling us is a high temperature probably of about 86 degrees. A&M plays at 6:30. Says the low temperature on Saturday night will be about 63. So we'll see how all that works out. Anyhow, not the warmth that we had last week. And we'll still have a chance of pop-up showers on Wednesday and Thursday as well at about 20%. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 5. We have some humidity, fair skies, and looking at 73.
Going out? Plan a sober ride. Meeting friends? Designate a driver. Getting drinks? Call a cab. Getting the next round? Please call a cab. Getting behind the wheel? Stop. Stop. Stop.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. White Castle is betting on China's curiosity for Western food, rising beef consumption, and a trend towards smaller portions to make the case for expansion there. It opened 2 stores in Shanghai this summer and hopes to eventually open more. The Wall Street Journal says the privately held company based in Columbus, Ohio, is intrigued by the opportunities in China and thinks that it's the future. Like other fast food chains that have moved into the Chinese market, White Castle is making some concessions to local tastes. In addition to its beef hamburgers, the menu includes a meatless spicy tofu burger and a cherry duck slider. The new media company Mashable is about to test how much pivoting to video pays off. The company, known for its mix of technology and pop culture stories, has for months been looking to raise capital from an investor, but is now leaning toward an all-out sale. Sources say Viacom explored a deal, but isn't currently in talks. Crude oil trading at $51.12 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
If Only We Were Born Knowing How to Retire, brought to you by TIAA.
What you need is income that keeps coming in.
I don't just want to get to retirement. I want to do retirement.
My target for retirement, income for life.
It's a no-brainer.
I invest right, and I can start working my way through that bucket list.
Bermuda shorts and flip-flops all day.
Whether you're looking to save, invest, or plan your retirement, let us help you start planning today at TIAA.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It is 73 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another step has been taken in one College Station neighborhood to reduce the threat of flooding. Along Bee Creek in Emerald Forest, east of the freeway between Southwest and Emerald Parkway, Public Works Director Donald Harmon told the city council last night that the city will be able to access private land on either side of the bridge at Appomattox.
Currently, the sanitary sewer line is being installed in that area. Until that contractor clears, we don't want to intermingle into that space. So once he clears, the city will begin maintenance activities in that easement area.
Harmon says an agreement was reached for an easement to maintain a 200 by 400 foot area along Bee Creek. 1 month after Hurricane Harvey hit the Texas Gulf Coast, many of the small towns that took a direct hit remain full of debris. Beth Tatum, who heads the Coastal Bend Disaster Recovery Group, says in Rockport and Port Aransas, you have to dodge huge piles of debris.
The roofing that has blown off and, you know, sheet metal, lots of huge trees that had to be cut in order to clear the roadways.
She says those piles will eventually be headed for landfills, but there is so much destruction, it will likely be well into next year before it can all be cleared. For the first time in 7 years, water rates are increasing in College Station. Water Services Director Dave Coleman told the City Council last night the 6% hike starting next July means residential customers will pay an additional $2 to $13 a month depending on usage.
If you guys had not approved impact fees, this rate increase would be about 15%.
While the council unanimously approved higher water rates, there were a pair of 5-to-1 votes adopting next year's city budget and increasing the property tax rate by 2.5 cents. Jerome Rectorick voted against both.
I think each department needs to, and then the city and the council, needs to look at what our needs are as opposed to what our wants are and focus on our needs.
The tax rate increase combined with higher property values means the city is gaining an additional $6 million a year next year. If you don't lock your vehicle, local law enforcement is asking why.
If I could answer that or have a magic cure, I would
use it.
Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says since January of last year, 77 firearms have been stolen from unlocked vehicles. That's led Bryan Police to produce and post a video calling on gun owners to take their weapons with them.
We're asking and we're trying to remind people, please lock your cars, take your keys and your guns, and don't leave anything in the car.
BPD also received reports last weekend of two vehicle thefts by someone who opened an unlocked door and either used the key or a key fob to start the engine. In College Station last Friday, police received reports of 7 burglaries from vehicles parked off Marion Pugh near Luther. That was among 13 vehicle burglaries between last Thursday and Sunday. Windows were broken to gain entry into 10 of the 13 vehicles. No guns were taken. 3 College Station men were arrested Sunday night after beating the victim and stealing his beer and phone charger. CSPD reports indicate 911 received a call from the Wayne Smith softball fields on Holloman Drive, where the victim said he was hit in the back with a bicycle and assaulted by a group of men before breaking free to call for help. He said the suspects fled in the direction of the Southgate Village Apartments on Luther Street. That's where an officer found a group of men matching the suspect's description. Further investigation turned up the victim's stolen property. 17-year-old Corey Lamont Davis, 18-year-old Xavier Nickerson, and 19-year-old David Castilleja were arrested for robbery. The victim, who was punched in the head, refused medical treatment. Brazos County District Courtroom is expected to be busy for some time with the start of a capital murder trial from out of town. Yesterday began the individual questioning of 180 prospective jurors who were called as part of the Anderson County case of 35-year-old William Mitchell Hudson. The Tennessee Colony man is accused of killing 6 people representing 2 families almost 2 years ago at a campsite bordering property he owns. A change of venue from Palestine to Bryan was ordered after prosecutors announced seeking the death penalty. Several weeks will be taken for jury selection before the actual trial begins. Security outside the Brazos County Jail involving Hudson is being provided by Anderson County. Brazos County will see reimbursement for the costs of Hudson being held in the Brazos County Jail. Opponents of SB 4, the state sanctuary city law, are not happy with yesterday's decision by a federal appeals court to uphold key parts of the law.
Austin State Representative and Mexican-American Legislative Caucus member Eddie Rodriguez says no part of the law should be allowed to go into effect until the whole law is either affirmed or struck down by the Supreme Court. Mark Rylander with Attorney General Ken Paxton's office disagrees.
We believe that enforcing immigration law helps prevent dangerous criminals from being released into Texas communities. And that is why we feel confident that Senate Bill 4 will be found constitutional and ultimately upheld.
Travis County Sheriff Sally Hernandez says they will comply with the Fifth Circuit ruling, but adds the law is neither clear nor simple. In Austin, Eric Lycom, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:37. It is 73 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 30th, learn about livestock scales. Weighing livestock can help you make better management decisions in your operation. This class will help you discover the many benefits. And it's happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If you're over 50, the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness magazine is for you. This issue of Brazos Wellness focuses on smart ways for seniors to live well, how to know when to use home health care, nutrition, fitness, and many more health care topics for people 50 and over. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled with local articles. For information about advertising in Brazos Wellness magazine's issue for senior living, call Sam Jones at 695-9595 or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now.
Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at wctractor.com.
The George Bush Presidential Library and Museum at Texas A&M University is dedicated to preserving and making available the records and artifacts of George H.W. Bush, 41st President of the United States. The Bush Library promotes civic literacy, increased historical understanding of our national experience, and fosters a community of public service and volunteerism. They offer rich educational and public programs, original museum exhibits, and access to archival holdings. Learn more about events, exhibits, and educational programs. Log on to bush41.org.
Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A bit more in the way of moisture will slide our way over the next couple of days. It'll start to alter our forecast a little bit. Some patchy fog this morning. Other than that, partial sun with highs of 90 to 95. Clouds overnight, 70 to 75. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Thursday's going to be partly sunny. We may get a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Dallas Cowboys got a big win last night, but it's not necessarily what they did on the field that's got a lot of people talking. They actually knelt in unison, but it was before the national anthem as opposed to during the national anthem. Jerry Jones had a little something to say about that after the game.
There's no need for us to talk about unity and equality and have 60% of this country mad at you.
So we'll hear a little bit more from Jerry Jones coming up, but the Cowboys did get a big win last night. Also, Kellen Mond, as well as a couple of other Aggies. Sienna Arietta for the Aggie soccer team as well, getting some accolades from the conference and around the nation. So we'll hear a little bit more about that. And the Astros and Rangers did play baseball last night. All that more coming up in sports.
So he said 60% of the people mad at
Yeah,
you.
I don't know where he got those
I don't
numbers
either.
From.
Yeah.
But... yeah, it was something that they apparently had decided to do before the game.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry Jones was out there with the team and took a knee. But, like I said, they took it before the national anthem. And then after they took the knee in unison, they had their arms linked. They got up, they went to the sideline, and they linked arms and stood for the national anthem. So,
well, my thought is, if and he said 60%, which may have been just a number that he pulled out of the air, but what he's saying is that the majority of people who follow the NFL don't like what the players are doing.
Correct.
I mean, yeah. that's what I hear anyway.
Yeah, and I think that number is probably even higher than
60. I do,
60.
Too. So I saw the audio that you were, I mean, the video that you were talking about the Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah,
who
correct.
Stood there in the
Alejandro Villanueva.
Exactly. And then they cut to, foolishly, I don't know why it's so stupid, I had the TV on ESPN.
Well, that was your first mistake.
Exactly, right at 5 o'clock, you know, when, it was actually a little bit before 5, so I'm watching that, and then it rolled over, and I couldn't get to the TV fast enough to shut off the two Mozons who came on after that. But
yep.
They had Ben Roethlisberger standing at a news podium afterwards saying, I wish we could have been united. Well, you could have been, or you could have just come out there by yourself, couldn't
right.
you?
Well, and that's, yeah, I'd heard that he was upset with the way they handled it and wished they could have all been out there.
Yeah, to stand behind him or in his support. Well,
right.
Okay, you didn't.
You have a choice.
Aren't you the leader of the team?
True.
And okay, if the team's splintered about that, then so be it.
Now, I'd also heard from their coach, Tomlin, he had said they didn't want to disrespect the national anthem, so that's why they stayed inside and just didn't come out at all.
They basically didn't take one stance one way or the other, and that's what he wanted to do. And actually Villanueva came out and apologized.
Really?
Apologized
for not following his teammates?
Yeah.
Okay.
But for I guess causing some divisiveness within the locker
right.
room, because some of the guys came out and it sounded kind of like they were saying, you know, he kind of stood us up in some ways, made us out to look like the bad guy.
Well, I think he kind of earned it.
Well, and that's
yeah, I do too.
That's what I think,
considering what he's done. Yeah,
and I understand wanting team unity and how important that is, but at the same time, you're a former Army Ranger. You shouldn't have to apologize for standing up for the national anthem.
Now,
just,
it
like,
is, yeah.
just like those folks really should not apologize for kneeling, because that's their right. I mean,
what's interesting, and someone sent this to us yesterday, and we just didn't get around to it, and it's a screenshot of the specific rule pertaining to the national anthem in the league rule book.
Okay.
And it states, the national anthem must be played prior to every NFL game. All players must be on the sideline for the national anthem.
Ah.
During the national anthem, players on the field and bench area should stand at attention, face the flag, hold helmets in their left hand, and refrain from talking. And then it says, it should be pointed out to players and coaches that we continue to be judged by the public in this area of respect. Failure to be on the field by the start of the national anthem may result in discipline, such as fines, suspensions, and or the forfeiture of draft choices for violations of the above.
Oh, my. I bet they wouldn't enforce that now. But
no.
I mean, yeah, but,
no.
But the time that they wrote it.
But it is interesting, yeah, that is in the A62 through 63 of the league rule book.
And, you know, and was that put in without debate? I presume
at the time they probably
dropped that in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Because up until a couple of years ago, I guess about 2009, they didn't actually do the national anthem with the players out on the field. They were still in the locker room. Because if you notice with Texas A&M and the college teams, the players aren't out on the field when they're singing the national anthem.
That's true.
And that's probably a solution right there.
Yeah.
That probably is what they just ought to just go ahead and just do that.
Well, and apparently the military actually pays the NFL to put on national anthem performances with the team out on the field.
Interesting. It's money.
Yeah. It all comes back to money.
It does. All right. So in the meantime, Trump tweet. Do we have any more on this?
Of course. He did have a little bit to say about it. Just this morning, he said, ratings for NFL football are way down except before the game starts, when people tune in to see whether or not our country will be disrespected.
Oh, wow.
And then he continued with the booing at the NFL football game last night when the entire Dallas team dropped to its knees was the loudest I've ever heard. Great anger.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It took me a little while to find
it. Followed it up with, but while Dallas dropped to its knees as a team, they all stood up for our national anthem. Big progress being made. We all love our country. And then anything else he had to talk about was Luther Strange and talking about the Alabama
Senate
polls
race,
and stuff. But that's what he had to say about last night's game.
Okay.
So, the NFL football game, in case anyone was confused.
Yeah. The press watches a lot of TV.
Well, he's got time. That's okay.
Way too much TV.
Yeah. Now, so I'm talking this morning to Kevin over on
Maverick,
and he's talking about somebody who follows him that had a very good point, and that was, the vast majority of players in the National Hockey League aren't even Americans, and they stand up for the national anthem.
Oh, good
which
point.
Which is a good point, yeah. But then, there's Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Proud, 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 proud that she is part of the Texas delegation. She's from Houston. You know her. She's the one who said,
the absurd becomes more absurd the more you hear it, and that's absolutely absurd.
Absurd.
Yeah. But I'm reminded of someone, proverb now quoted by Sheila Jackson Lee.
Huh?
Where's the beef?
What?
Oyster persons.
She called people oyster persons.
Oyster persons?
Yes, she did. Anyway, she's fine, but apparently yesterday she decided she wanted to protest, so she took a knee on the floor of the House of Representatives.
And on this floor, I kneel in honor of the First Amendment. I kneel because the flag is a symbol for freedom. I kneel because I'm going to stand against racism. I kneel because I will stand with those young men, and I'll stand with our soldiers, and I'll stand with America because I kneel.
Expired.
I yield back.
Okay, yield back.
She stands because she kneels.
That's right. So there. Now, I understand Von Miller lost an endorsement deal.
Oh, really? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah. I mean, it was I think it was a car dealership in Denver because he apparently decided to
kneel.
I guess he did.
Well, and see, that seems to be what so many people have a hard time grasping, is that it's not illegal and you should not be fired for kneeling. But at the same time,
there are consequences for your actions, whether or not you find them fair or not.
That's it, right there. There are consequences.
Freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequences.
Yeah. And Jerry hit it right. He said, okay, we go out there and we make 60% of the people or whatever angry, then we haven't done a good job.
Honestly, Jerry Jones,
because he's a businessman,
has made as much money as he has by making tremendous business decisions.
Right.
And last night was a tremendous business decision because he managed to play in the middle of both sides.
Right, yeah, right, right. He did. And I presume that he went, I don't know how he interacts with his team, but he may have done it by edict, or he may have gone in and said, guys, this is what I think we ought to do. And he got them to all go along with it, which is which shows is a pretty amazing thing, because you're talking about a lot of different personalities, tons of different backgrounds, and to get them to all do that part of solidarity was pretty interesting. All right, about 10 minutes still.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. And we're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, September 30th, learn about livestock scales. Weighing livestock can help you make better management decisions in your operation. This class will help you discover the many benefits, and it's happening this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Many of our gardening tasks are rather specific to the fall. Good gardeners know ahead of time that these things need to be done. I have some of the most pressing of the fall gardening tasks. I'll have them right after this important message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. It's the great book you need to have on your reference shelf. It's not a redo of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. It's the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you, printed in Texas. It's hardback. Every book goes out of my office signed. Not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW during the week. 1-800-752-4769, or order online anytime at neilsperry.com. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed. Again, order at neilsperry.com. Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. If you're trying to keep ahead of the game with your fall gardening activities, look through your trees to see if any limbs are dead. If so, remove them now while you can easily distinguish them from the living limbs that still have foliage. Look closely at your lawn. If the grass seems to have stopped growing earlier than usual this year, and especially if it's a lighter shade of green, you want to make sure that grub worms are not involved. Pull on some of the affected areas. If the grass comes up very easily, runners and all, you need to suspect and check for grub worms. If you find more than 4 per square foot, you need to treat with an appropriate insecticide, followed by a thorough watering to penetrate to the grub zone. I will tell you that grubs are not the problem they used to be. You also need to be looking for brown patch in your St. Augustine. If that's what's turning it yellow, then that is a different story altogether. If the blades pull loose easily from the runners, in this case the runners remain attached to the soil, whereas with grub worms the runners come loose easily. If they remain attached, if the leaves are rotted at their bases where they attached to those runners, that's brown patch. If you get a handful of leaves when you pull on St. Augustine that's yellowed, then that's brown patch. You want to apply an appropriate fungicide. Talk to your independent retail garden center. You'll want to check roots of your flower and vegetable crops closely for signs of nematode damage as you remove them. They're the microscopic worms that sting the plant's roots and cause abnormal galls to develop. If you find them, plant Elbon Rye by mid-October. It entraps the nematodes within its root systems. By the time you plow it under in January or February, the nematodes, for the most part, are entrapped and dead. If you're a perennial gardener, you need to take time to clean your beds now. Prune off all the dead and dying stems and remove spent flower and seed heads. Dig and divide crowded plants. Set them into freshly prepared garden soil. Keep mowing your turf right up to frost. There's no truth to the theory that long grass is better protected from the ravages of wintertime. In fact, if you keep your grass too tall, it really weakens. Mow at the recommended height all through the season. You want to plant lots of color. Nurseries feature cool season annuals every fall. They're beginning to arrive. You want to wait until it turns just a little bit cooler to plant pansies. Pansies rank at the very top of all of our annual plant popularity charts, but there are others to consider as well. Pinks and snapdragons. Also ornamental poppies, English daisies, flowering cabbage, and kale. All great candidates. I'm Neil Sperry. We're going to talk about super results with fall plantings in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Well, Fighting Texas Aggie football is coming off a big 50-43 overtime win over Arkansas last Saturday. Now, with a score like that, you may think the defense didn't play much of a role, but the Aggies actually sacked Razorbacks quarterback Austin Allen six times. Defensive end Landis Durham credited the team's preparation for the pressure.
Going back to like what I said before, the whole D-line, we're in the film room, and, we're watching the O-line and their tendencies and what they do well and what they don't do well, and, that's something that we hit and we know we have to execute on. And so I think we did a good job across the board, DTs and DNs, getting a lot of pressure today and helping out our DBs.
The Aggie defense came up big in the win, but freshman quarterback Kellen Mon had a strong performance as well, throwing for 216 yards and two touchdowns to go along with a team-high 109 yards on the ground. Now, for his performance, Mon was named a Star of the Week by the Manning Award and added to the Davey O'Brien Award Great Eight list. And sticking with Aggie football, October 7th home game against Alabama has been set. The Maroon and White will host the Crimson Tide at 6:15 at Kyle Field. It'll be the first night game between the two teams since the Aggs joined the SEC back in 2012. Pregame with Dave and Dave begins at 5:15 with broadcast right here on WTAW. Texas A&M sophomore midfielder Sienna Arrieta was named the SEC Offensive Player of the Week, announced by the league yesterday. The El Paso native came off the bench to score goals in both of the Aggies' wins this past week. Now get Coach G. Guerrieri's take on Sienna's performances, as well as the team's overall. Tune into the Aggie Soccer Hour tonight from 7 to 8 over on Willie 1550. After suffering a humiliating loss at Denver last week, the Dallas Cowboys were looking to get back on the win wagon last night against the Arizona Cardinals.
Elliott with a handoff, coming to the right side, a block from Collins, nearing the goal line, touchdown Ezekiel Elliott.
Brad Sham with the call on Cowboys radio. Fresh off his worst game as a pro, Ezekiel Elliott ran the ball 22 times for 80 yards and a score. And the Cowboys overcame a sluggish start to nip the Cardinals 28-17 out in the desert. Dak Prescott had a huge game at quarterback, completing 13 of 18 passes for 183 yards and two touchdowns to go along with the score on the ground. Now, there's plenty to talk about as far as what the Cowboys did during the game, but it's what they did before the game that has some people talking. The team, alongside owner Jerry Jones, took a knee before the national anthem in a show of unity before heading back to the sideline and then linking arms for the Star-Spangled Banner.
I can't say enough about the understanding and the awareness of our team and these young men, if you will, that basically said, that makes sense. There's no need for us to talk about unity and equality and have 60% of this country mad at you because you're not doing or not perceived to be honoring the flag. And this was a way to do both.
Now, the demonstration follows a weekend that had widespread protests across the NFL for critical comments made by President Donald Trump this past weekend. On the baseball diamond, the Houston Astros scored 8 runs in the top of the fourth inning as they downed the Texas Rangers 11-2. Marwin Gonzalez had a big night at the plate, going 4-for-5 with a home run and 3 RBI. Now, with the win, it was the 96th of the season for the Stros, while the loss puts the Rangers on the brink of elimination. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 7:05 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Let's do some weather. Brought to you by Pottery Garden. They can turn any piece of pottery into a beautiful fountain. If you've been wanting to add a wow factor to your yard, a water feature is an easy way to do it. Stop by Pottery Garden. They're located on North Avenue in the Garden District. High today, going to be probably about 90 or so. Low temperature tonight around 74. We'll do that all week long. 20% chance of rain. And right now it's 73.